Welcome back. Oh my goodness. You know, there's so much of this kind of deception, the kind that I was talking about in the first hour, this astroturfing. There's so much of it going around. It's hard to know. I think it's difficult to know where to begin talking about it. For example, the CIA's Operation Cyclone effectively created this enemy we ostensibly fight today, best represented now, I guess, in the flavor of the day, ISIS, which is an extension of Al-Qaeda, which is an extension of the Taliban, which is an extension of the Mujahideen. The CIA's Operation Cyclone, as Wikipedia points out, created the Afghan Mujahideen, relied on radical fundamentalists rather than less, you know, more moderate groups, less radical groups. Why is that? Oh, yeah, because they're easily goaded and catalyzed into unbalanced, ill-advised, imprudent action. That's why. When you want a proxy, you want an unstable proxy that you can push into certain action whenever you want. So the CIA's Operation Cyclone created the Afghan Mujahideen. They are used in the continuation of Operation Gladio, which is now Gladio B. We've switched since it's not the communists so much anymore. Communists were the subject of the false flag attacks, a la Operation Gladio, the leave behind component after World War II. We need to leave behind these folks that no one knows about just in case the communists rear their ugly head, except these leave behind folks that no one knew about were actually attacking their own people, blaming it on the communists. See, we still need to be fighting the communists. That threat died out, and like the Club of Rome points out in his book, in its book, The First Global Revolution, we always need an enemy. So they're manufactured. Earth, the weather, the environment, people. That's one enemy from the standpoint of the Club of Rome. And then from the military-industrial complex standpoint, these days it's the boogeyman, the continuation of the propping up of the imaginary boogeyman, the Al-Qaeda boogeyman. Al-Qaeda is the database, as Robin Cook pointed out in his article, 2005 article, Guardian. It's the database of the thousands of Mujahideen fighters, the CIA database. We used to hear about that on the news. Database. No, it's the base. It's the base organization. No, it's the database. It's the literal translation. Funny how Google censors that now. It just translates to base. How convenient. So, the CIA's Operation Cyclone created the next iteration of the Operation Gladio false flag threat. This Mujahideen warrior that became the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Boko Haram and Al-Nusra and Al-Shabaab, Lashkar-e-Taiba, Khorasan Group, etc., etc. Go look at the list on the State Department website. All of those. Radical Islamic terror is completely contrived and manufactured. Well, yeah, but some people are radical. Sure. And most of that ideology, as the Salafi movement Wikipedia entry points out, comes from Saudi Arabia. Isn't it funny how Saudi Arabia, you know, I talked about this at the beginning of the week with the anniversary. I hate saying that. Someone please call in. Give me a better word. Of 9/11, 01 in particular, 01 and 12, I suppose, among others. I mentioned this brand of nonsense, and I really intended actually get back to that point. I think it's very important to list some of those issues. I'll come back to that. But, you know, the point here is, speaking of Saudi Arabia, it's interesting that according to the 9/11 Commission report, you know, the 9/11 Commission concluded that while 15 of 19 alleged hijackers were Saudi, as was CIA Mujahideen recruit Osama bin Laden, by the way, right, among others. The 9/11 Commission report concluded that 15 of 19 alleged hijackers were Saudis. Bin Laden, too, a Saudi. Saudi dissident. Remember Robin Wright's LA Times article, 1998. But we didn't turn Saudi Arabia into a glass parking lot, as I said on Monday, because officially, even though the report did identify private Saudi individuals and organizations as the primary funding source for Al-Qaeda overall, while of course leaving out Operation Cyclone very conveniently, the CIA's creation of Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, and the CIA's ongoing broader proliferation network, which continues to this day. They keep getting caught. There is story after story. Oops, we airdropped tons of weapons and supplies to the wrong people. Oops, did we do that again? We need to get to pirates and emperors here in a second. In spite of that, the report concluded there was no evidence the Saudi government funded the attacks. It's ridiculous. We hear about stovepiping. You know, speaking of false flag attacks, I mentioned yesterday the, you know, Washington's blog has that post that has been widely recirculated, thankfully, and hopefully it continues to be circulated far and wide. The February 2016 post over at Washington's blog titled "False Flags Are Just a Conspiracy Theory Admitted Fact." False flags are just a conspiracy theory ... admitted fact. The way that most outlets republished the post, many of them titled it this: "For those who don't believe in conspiracies, who don't, quote, believe in, quote, conspiracies, here are 58 admitted false flag attacks. Among those is number 22, like I mentioned. A Mossad agent admits that in 1984, Mossad planted a radio transmitter in Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli, which broadcast fake terrorist transmissions recorded by Mossad in order to frame Gaddafi as a terrorist supporter. Ronald Reagan bombed Libya immediately thereafter." Isn't that what we heard from the Trump administration? Donald Trump says, candidate Trump says, "Whoa, we gotta look deeper. We gotta read between the lines. We gotta make sure we understand what's really going on here, that we're not getting stovepiped intelligence like this. That's misleading." President Trump, however, does, well, it's the same rinse and repeat cycle, isn't it? So how do we know that the intelligence, quote unquote, that is being fed out into the mainstream news outlets, that the Syrian government is attacking its own people? It didn't really destroy its chemical weapons caches. and supplies for manufacturing chemical weapons. How do we know that information isn't stovepiped? And these are not planted stories. What was the one that I saw just the other day that reminded me of? We hear, oh gosh, I forget what it was. What we do know is what Wesley Clark intimated 10 years ago now. Remember that YouTube video, Wes Clark, America's Foreign Policy Coup? That was from his Commonwealth Club talk on his book tour, November 3rd, 2007. Everybody talks about the March Democracy Now! Appearance back in 2007, where he kind of explained, but I've played this clip that Fora TV published on YouTube titled Wes Clark, America's Foreign Policy Coup. If you're going to watch one, watch that 8-minute clip, not the Democracy Now! One. Because, yes, he reiterated, we are going to attack and destroy the governments in 7 countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran, 7 countries in 5 years. This was the, well, like he said, that was kind of the heartbeat of the foreign policy coup. Remember? Cleaning up those old Soviet client regimes. Oh, you mean the ones that we helped orphan, because we helped collapse the Soviet Union, because as Brzezinski said, we gave the Soviet Union her Vietnam War in Afghanistan, creating both sides of that conflict like so many others. So we know that. That's an admitted fact. And we know that those countries, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran, and Iraq, of course, have mostly been besieged and destroyed, brought to utter ruin. I recently watched Captain Phillips, Somali Pirates, from whence? We really need to play Pirates and Emperors. You know, I mentioned it yesterday. I think we'll get to that here in a second. Mentioned it yesterday. And so to kind of set that up, so to speak, the Wikipedia entry for Pirates and Emperors has these words. Pirates and Emperors, Old and New, International Terrorism in the Real World is a book by Noam Chomsky titled After an Observation by St. Augustine and City of God. Proposing that what governments coin as terrorism, quote unquote, in the small simply reflects what governments utilize as warfare, quote unquote, in the large. Yet governments coerce their populations to denounce the former while embracing the latter. In the City of God, St. Augustine tells the story. Indeed, that was an apt and true reply, which was given to Alexander the Great by a pirate who had been seized. For when that king had asked the man what he meant by keeping hostile possession of the sea, he answered with bold pride, "What do you mean by seizing the whole earth? Because I do it with a petty ship, I am called a robber? While you who does it with a great fleet are styled emperor." You know, I pointed out the hypocrisy of the clip that we played. Ambassador Susan Rice on Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace, remember, he opens and he says to her after they play that that clip, Jay Carney saying, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney saying, this is in response, speaking of the Benghazi attacks, that initial ridiculous White House narrative that we now know, thanks to Judicial Watch, was a complete contrivance. That's a fact. These people conspired to lie to the American people and cover up what happened. That's a fact. It's a known fact. Their emails are published. Go look over at Judicial Watch. Jay Carney said this is in response to a video that is offensive. Chris Wallace said to Susan Rice, "You don't really believe that." She said, "Oh, yes." And then she went on to say, "Our strong view is that there is no excuse for violence. It is absolutely reprehensible and never justified. Oh, except when we do it. What about this P2OG campaign that's been going around the world? Watch Jeremy Scahill's documentary Dirty Wars, for example, or read the book. Read up on Dirty Wars. So these proactive, preemptive operations, stimulating reactions, going around the world, poking the world in the nose, that's not violence? That's not an excuse for violence that the American public don't know about? It's ridiculous. It's all ridiculous. The lies and deception are just the level of insanity and absurdity that we are subjected to. Let me give you a little kind of an excerpt from Caitlin Johnstone's article. Never forget, the U.S. government has a known history of using false flags. It's a great article. I'll post that in the Road Warrior Radio chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattangle.com if it hasn't been already, here in a minute. So from the beginning, she writes, when it comes to 9/11, there are two groups of people, those who don't know exactly what happened and those who orchestrated it. Brilliant. When it comes to 9/11, there are two groups of people, those who don't know exactly what happened and those who orchestrated it. Nearly everyone on Earth belongs in the former category, but a lot of folks like to pretend they have a rock-solid understanding of the events which transpired on that fateful day in 2001. Scoffing mainstream adherents like to pretend they're confident that the official narrative is accurate, but they aren't. A lot of hardcore conspiracy analysts, not a conspiracy theorist, conspiracy analyst, right, Gore Vidal? A lot of hardcore conspiracy analysts like to pretend they know the real story, but they don't. There's simply not enough publicly available information for anyone to be certain exactly how things went down that day. All we can know for sure is that A, the official story is riddled with plot holes, and she has a link to a YouTube video, and B, the American power establishment has an extensive and well-documented history of using false flags and propaganda to manipulate the public into supporting evil acts of military interventionism. Now listen. Before I get too far down the line, I want to segue over to the Freeman High School incident yesterday at some point. And again, I'm not trying to upset people. I'm not. That's not the point. This is not one of those sensationalist broadcasts that, you know, we benefit somehow, I benefit somehow from upsetting people. Quite the contrary. But if we don't understand what's happening in the proper context, you know, George Bush's, one of his Bushisms, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me, whatever, you can't get fooled again. You know, that kind of silliness comes to mind. Are we going to be fooled repeatedly? Or are we going to observe Santayana's admonition? Those who cannot remember the past are condemned, that's a pejorative, to repeat it, the worst of it. And I would submit to you that we're experiencing a rinse and repeat cycle. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. You know, hopefully this makes sense. So, you know, hopefully it all makes sense. I'm not trying to upset people, but I am trying to help folks understand what's going on. So, Operation Gladio, the strategy of tension specifically, what is it? Well, remember, according to Vincenzo Vinciguerra, he put it this way. What is Operation Gladio? Well, first of all, maybe I should back up and explain. Operation Gladio was a NATO-backed paramilitary network established after World War II, originally inspired by fear of the Soviets. It was also called the Stay Behind Network. Since the Red Army invaded Europe, its members would stay behind enemy lines and disrupt Soviet control or the communists. Officially non-existent, secrecy was such that these networks were hard for NATO MI6 deep state officials to control. Gladio was responsible for bombings, kidnappings, and assassinations to such an extent that the networks publicly exposed in Italy in the 1980s. This was after, think about that, that was after decades already of false flag attacks, is the point here. And was the subject of a BBC documentary by Alan Frankovich. Some years later, the project was adapted in the mid-1990s as Gladio B, using Muslim terrorists as a substitute enemy image for communists. Okay? That's Gladio. Silendo libertatem servo. In silence we serve freedom. Yeah, right. Ostensibly. So strategy of tension, what is that? During his trial, Vincenzo Vinciguerra revealed that in addition to discrediting left-wing political groups, doesn't this sound like what I started out with? Peter Ludlow's New York Times op-ed, The Real War on Reality, here on our own shores, no less. In addition to discrediting left-wing political groups, there had been a second, even darker aim behind the bombings, namely to inculcate a climate of fear. Listen to these words. An even darker aim behind the bombings, the false flag attacks, that is, namely to inculcate a climate of fear among the general populace. This was known as the strategy of tension, to inculcate a climate of fear. I have been asked recently, last week, what do you think all the fear-mongering is about with regard to the hurricane season? Hurricane Irma in particular. And as people have observed, the news media, you know, suddenly Shepard Smith becomes a meteorologist, only not really. The news media, the mainstream press, heightened and sensationalized the coverage of the hurricanes. And meanwhile, as I mentioned yesterday, it seems like the fires that are just as devastating get little to no coverage, which is interesting. Isn't that provocative? But the sensationalist media pundits said that Irma was probably going to be a category 5 or 4. When it hit the shores, it was actually a 3, down to a 2 and so forth, which is not to downplay the devastation of the catastrophe at all. It's merely to say that it was sensationalized for effect. For what effect? Well, again, strategy of tension. The even darker aim behind the false flag attacks was to inculcate a climate of fear among the general populace. This was known as the strategy of tension. Sounds like mainstream news, which was intended to generate a pervasive sense of fear, which what? What for? Which would encourage the population to appeal to the state for protection. Aha. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
extended break there. All right, listen, I'm going to say this again. I know this is upsetting, but we're talking about reality here. So the situation in Spokane, I wanted to come back with pirates and emperors, but the situation in Spokane is, Freeman High School specifically, is kind of emblematic of what I'm talking about. And this is difficult, honestly, because when you say things like this in these moments, because of the emotional response, we're not logical. After all, last year's Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year was post-truth. We're more concerned with a persuasive argument than we are facts and logic and reason, and we have been conditioned in this society to basically spin out constantly, just to be constantly spun out. So I understand it's difficult. Okay. I understand this is difficult subject matter. And again, I'm not trying to upset people. I'm trying to inform people so we stop what's happening. Are we upset about what's happening? I'm upset. You can probably hear it in my voice. It's very upsetting what's happening. What's more upsetting is that there are people who create networks like the Gladio Network that I'm talking about. Now it's Gladio B, as Sibel Edmonds revealed. Yeah, but is this real? Well, Sibel Edmonds was an FBI translator who discovered while she's translating that we're whisking bin Laden relatives and other folks close to the network of terror. We're whisking them out of the country as bad things are happening, and that's a head scratcher for anyone who's paying attention. What? What's going on? And at some point, it all leads back to these Ivy League pirates. But I don't think it's necessarily useful and productive to focus in too much and self-target in so doing on these Ivy League pirates. It's better, I think, in my estimation, to observe Jefferson's observation or his wisdom, I suppose, in the preamble to his bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge to prevent the perversion of good government into tyranny over time and by slow operations. The best defense against that is to illuminate as far as practicable the minds of the people at large, and more especially to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, that possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. That's the point here. That's the point. Not to get people upset, but to inform their discretion, to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, that possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes, whether Ivy League pirates or otherwise, and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. If we believe what the founding fathers said, even with all of the problems that we have, all of the controversy that we have in American history, that notwithstanding, still we have an opportunity, as Andrew Jackson pointed out in his 1837 farewell address, to right the wrongs, to learn from history, to do better. So the strategy of tension, to finish that thought, move on, and hopefully make some sense here. What is the darker aim behind the false flag attacks of Operation Gladio, the Gladio Network? To inculcate a climate of fear among the general populace. This was known as the strategy of tension, which was intended to generate a pervasive sense of fear, which would encourage the population to appeal to the state for protection. As Vincenzo Vinciguerra summarized during his trial, you had to attack civilians, the people, women, children, innocent people, unknown people far removed from any political game. When you start talking about this, then all of a sudden there's a shooting or some kind of incident out in front of the parliament. We got to do that to cover our tracks. But usually it's a strategy of tension scenario that you hear about in the news. Or, you know, you hear about the baseball practice incident or something like that. Maybe I should stop talking about this. I'm not trying to get people hurt or stirred up. I'm trying to inform the general public, inform their discretion, so that we understand what's happening. If it looks like this, if it has webbed feet, if it has feathers, if it has a bill and it quacks and it flies and so forth, maybe it's a duck. So as Patrick Wood and I discussed on Monday, when he was saying that there are certain broadcasters that get people excited, stirred up, angry, and that's kind of an addiction for folks because of a dopamine response and other things. Some people are kind of addicted to that. It's not good. It's not healthy. We should stop doing that. And I added, and some people emulate that and do it by accident. Some do it intentionally. Some do it by accident. Either way, the net effect is the same. So this is the same situation. Hopefully this makes sense. We need to get to the phones. I want to play this clip real quick to prove to you the net effect is the same. I think the young man, the Freeman High School incident, Caleb Sharp, was the victim of propaganda, the kind that I'm talking about today, by the way. And it's upsetting to me to hear people tell me, oh, I need to be more sensitive. I need to look at things differently. It's upsetting to me to hear that from people that don't know as much as I know. How can you – that's like going to a heart surgeon and saying, well, you know, doc, maybe it's not. Maybe you should operate on the left ventricle. Or are you kidding me? Maybe you should find out first what I know. Maybe you should understand what astroturfing is and COINTELPRO and Operation Earnest Voice and read some of the myriad articles that I've read. Facts publicly disclosed. I've been talking about this for years. Maybe there's something to what I'm saying. I think Caleb Sharp was a victim of propaganda, the kind that I talked about in the first hour primarily. The net effect, though, is the same. It inculcates a climate of fear among the general populace, known as the strategy of tension, intended to generate a pervasive sense of fear which would encourage the population to appeal to the state for protection. Vincent Guerra said, you had to attack civilians, people, women, children, innocent people, unknown people far removed from any political game. The reason was quite simple. They were supposed to force these people, the public, to turn to the state to ask for greater security. Watch what happens as a result. The ROM opportunities of crisis strategy of tension Emmanuel scenario will invariably play out. It always does. This is what happens. So listen to this clip from Fox News. This segment, this article titled Spokane School Shooting Stopped by Hero Janitor, Authorities Say. Listen to this clip and particularly listen to the end of this clip. Go ahead, please.
Sophomore Caleb Sharp came to school on the bus in the morning armed with two weapons in his duffel bag, a rifle and a handgun. They say just after 10 a.m., he opened fire, shooting one student in the head and killing him and injuring three other teenage girls. The whole thing lasted only about a minute before he was taken down by a school custodian.
I turned around and I saw him, and he was just going, and he was completely passive, and he was just shooting, and he shot one young man, and then I crouched down onto the floor, and I'm pretty sure he shot the ceiling, and then he shot the girl next to me, and she fell down, and as everyone was running, I could just hear her screaming, help me, and she was screaming, help me, over and over.
Eyewitnesses say when Sharp's first gun jammed, a student approached him to try and intervene. He was shot in the head and killed. Then a custodian stepped in and tackled Sharp. Both are being hailed as heroes this morning. The three other teenage girls were taken to the local hospital. All are expected to survive. Investigators are still trying to figure out a motive, but told some students, or some students rather, told local reporters the shooter was obsessed with school shooting documentaries. Authorities are also combing through social media accounts, which allegedly show him and his friends acting out violent scenes with guns. There are also reports at the beginning of the year, the shooter had written notes to other students threatening that he would be doing something stupid. Now, keep in mind, Rockford is just a tiny town of only about 470 people, so you can only imagine the fear that has gripped that community.
So you can only imagine the fear that has gripped that community. ROM, Opportunity of Crises, Emmanuel, Strategy of Tension Scenario. You can only imagine the fear that has gripped that community. See what's happening? That is a response, a wave. It has sparked a wave of fear across the entire region. I'm not trying to be insensitive. I'm not. Hopefully this makes sense. The answer is to get kids out of social media. We've played the Simon Sinek video where he says legalizing social media for kids because of the dopamine response is like legalizing drugs and alcohol for kids. It's the same thing. It has the same effect, the same neurotransmitter effect. Get them off social media. Don't let them play these games, these, you know, first-person shooter games, for instance, that are designed or, the DOD and DARPA are contributors on. Military-industrial complex is funding a lot of the development of these games. Get them off these games. Get them off social media. Parents come home. We have to fix these problems. All of that starts. How do you get parents back home? Because they have to work to support. Yes, I understand. Back to Andrew Jackson's warning in 1837. It's this banking system. Oh, that did exactly what Jackson said would happen. He said they would do this. Hopefully this makes sense. We need to, if we're going to be progressive, truly, we need to go back to what makes more sense. Parents raising children, not the state. The state doesn't have any vested interest in your children's well-being or success. Quite the contrary, actually, in most cases, as history bears out. When do we start listening? Insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. When do we stop being insane and start being sensible, rhetorically speaking? Hopefully that makes sense. We'll go to the phones right after we come back. Stick around.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you read the CBS news article, Freeman High School suspected gunman posted troubling YouTube videos, you'll see at the end of that video, Spokane County Sheriff Ozzy Knezovich says there is no known motive yet. Exactly, always that, huh? But bullying could have played a part. We need to figure out what's going on with our society, indeed. That our children decide they need to take weapons to deal with the issues they're facing. Well, we need to get kids off social media and these FPS games, for starters, that are that result in a propaganda-induced schizoaffective disorder where they have trouble distinguishing from fantasy and reality. That's the first part. End of the article. Washington State trooper called Wednesday the worst day of his career after he had to respond to an active shooter at his child's school. The day before the shooting, students and staff at Freeman High School practiced a lockdown drill. Lockdown is a term we use for prisons. I don't need to say any more about that. Let's go to the phones and grab Dave in Wisconsin real quick. Dave, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Amazing, Chris. Just it's stunning what's going on. But anyway, we all have fear. We all have fear. So it's difficult to be too insensitive when something that dreadful happens. And the more direct someone is with the truth, the better the effect is. But regarding Wesley Clark, all right, British Israel World Freemasonry is a fact in life, in today's life. Now, at Wesley Clark's bio on Wikipedia, it says he spent 34 years in the U.S. Army receiving many military decorations, and this is key, several honorary knighthoods, and it also indicates that he attended the LSE, London School of Economics and Political Science.
Yep, so the Fabian Socialist.
He's one of the key people that was limited hangout when he was in that interview where he discussed the seven nations. And yep. I suggest that any of your listeners, and you might want to read it or listen to it as well, the text or the speech of George Bush's graduation speech at West Point in 2002, this is just two sentences from it, the work ahead is difficult. The choices we will face are complex. We must uncover terrorist cells in 60 or more countries using every tool of finance, intelligence, and law enforcement. And as long as we let these people get away with this worldwide mass murder terror system, the queen is pleased. All right, these people are knights under the power and authority of the British queen. We have to be extremely direct with this because our children are murdering each other as the result of their filth and wickedness.
Absolutely. And I would add, again, I think Jefferson's words are operative. We, because of this astroturfing, because of all of the COINTELPROs, the Operation Gladios and Gladio Bees, the Operation Cyclone, there are so many sock puppets, so to speak, floating around. It's, I think, important to focus on the ambitions, as Jefferson put it, and not necessarily the figures or figureheads.
Extremely, extremely wonderful presentation you gave today. I had to miss the last couple of days. I was too busy, but I'll see you tomorrow on the radio. I'll be listening in.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Renee, I'm sorry we missed you. I apologize. Hopefully you call back tomorrow. Which reminds me, Monday was supposed to address certain subject matter, too, from last week. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Hopefully it made sense and it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.